Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Suffering for what you value. No one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Revelation 13:17. A world that ignores God is a world that rejects Christians. In the eyes of the world, the only thing worse than a Christian who lives like Christ is a Christian who doesn't live like Christ. When John writes of the mark of the beast, he speaks of the unholy fraternity that confronts Christians. F.B. Meyer shares two resolutions for you to consider as a person devoted to Christ. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. Christians are finding it increasingly difficult to carry on their businesses without adopting a lower standard than that of the sanctuary. Yet, Christians must resolve that they will not trifle with their consciences, but will obey the law of Christ in all respects. For everyone, there is an inevitable choice to be made and maintained, whether a clear conscience or a fortune is to hold first place in their business careers. Second, they must be content to bear poverty as part of the cross of Christ. We admire and canonize martyrs, but are strangely unwilling to face the disgrace of poverty, the dens and caves of the earth, which they endured for principle. Our religion will cost us something, or we may fairly question its vitality and worth. What one will not suffer for, one does not value. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18.
Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666.
If it might cost you your livelihood to take a stand for your living Lord, would you sway in your commitment? Consider, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:27. Any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. Dare to obey Christ regardless of the cost, and he will give you a contentment and confidence no earthly profession can supply.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.